You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning. This is Elder Lewis Gray coming to your ear gates. And we say thank you, Jesus, for another day. As I say every Tuesday, this is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If you have breath in your body, you owe God a praise. For the scripture says, let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning to you that are listening by way of radio. It's just good to be above ground rather than below. We thank God for you taking time out of your busy schedules. If you're here, if you're just listening on your way to work or you're just out and about, don't touch that dial. You're not here by accident, but you're here by divine appointment. The Lord has appointed this time for you to hear what thus saith the Lord. And I am appreciative that God is using me to be able to render a word that he would have me say unto his people. Good morning to you that are listening in your cars, your office, your home. I say praise the Lord to you. Praise the Lord to our Pastor Barbara Kimbrough, who is the pastor of True Pentecostal Community Temple Church, located here in the great city of Cocoa, Florida, at 16 South Wilson Avenue. We want you to come out to each and every one of our services. If you can't make it to each and every one, just choose the one that you'll come out to, and I trust that you'll have a good time. I believe you will. Amen. We treat you so many ways that it has to be right. We have our Sunday morning services. Our Sunday school begins at 10 a.m. Our Sunday morning worship begins around 11:45-ish in that area. We have our Tuesday night Bible studies, which begin at 6 p.m. each Tuesday night. And then we have our Thursday night youth services, which begin at 6 p.m. as well. Come out, come out. Bring your children. Come on out. Amen. And you will have a good time. We come for no other reason than to lift up the name of Jesus. We come for no other reason than to give him all the glory and to give him the praise. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. We also send a shout out to my beautiful wife, Minister Frieda Gray, who's at work at this hour. Amen. I love you. And praise the Lord to you. Praise the Lord to President Charlie Kimbrough, and also to our members at there at True Pentecostal Community Church that are listening. Praise the Lord to you, you, and you. Hallelujah. It is another Tuesday, another word that the Lord has. Amen. And I believe that you will be blessed. Amen. And we're going to come from a very familiar scripture. Amen. Jeremiah 29:11. I believe many of us, amen, we can quote that scripture. Amen. Amen. I'll just read it here. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Amen. Dear gracious Father, we thank you for blessing me to be here. One more time, we thank you, Lord, for how you kept us throughout the course of this week. God, I'm praying, Father, you use me as a vessel today. I speak as you speak. I decrease so that you will increase. I would dare not try and take your glory, because you said that you would not give your glory unto another. But Lord, it is you that operates in me. And I know that I can do all things through you, which strengthens me. Without you, I can do nothing. And God, I'm just praying today that you use me for these few moments to render a word to your people that are listening by way of radio. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I say thank you. Hallelujah. Remember those that are bereaved and those that have lost loved ones. Comfort them as only you know how. Remember the backslider, whom he or she may ever be. Give them a mind to turn their hearts back to you. And God, for these and all things, we say praise you. We glorify you. We lift up your name, and I give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Amen. I want to use for a subject today, amen, we ought to trust in God's plan for our lives. Hallelujah. We ought to trust in God's plan for our lives. Amen. Trust in God's plan, not in our plan. You see, our plans, we can plan many things, but stuff can get in the way. People can get in the way. Circumstances that we didn't plan on can get in our way and cause our plans to go awry. But God knows. He knows the end from the beginning. Hallelujah. He knows what's going to occur. But yet he uses those things that are unexpected to us, and he works it towards our good. That's why he says in the scripture, hallelujah, that we're to understand that all things work together for the good to them that love God and who are called according to his purpose. Trust God's plan for our lives. See, we can believe God that if God says that he has a plan for us, we can believe God, but do we trust the process? Do we trust the process? Because there are some things that are going to occur in our lives that we might say that Lord, I thought you said. Things that don't feel good, things that hurt, things that cause pain. And we look at those things and we say that those things are not of God. But I just want to tell somebody today that God has a plan for each and every one of our lives. And it doesn't matter how chaotic or how bad our circumstances seem, God is still in control. Somebody might say, well, preacher, you don't understand what I'm going through. You don't know all the hell that's going on in my life. But God does. God understands what's happening in your lives. God understands the things that are occurring that maybe you didn't plan on, but God knew was going to occur. But God is taking those things that don't feel good, and he is changing them to where they're going to work towards your good. You see, everything that we go through in life doesn't feel good, but God takes those things and he works them to our good. My God, my God. You see, Isaiah, he writes this letter to the children of Israel. Jeremiah. Jeremiah writes this letter to the children of Israel. And you have to understand the context of Jeremiah 29. God has sent Israel into captivity. And they were sent into captivity because of their idolatry. They were worshiping other gods. They were putting everything before God. Can I tell somebody today, don't allow things to get in front of God, but keep God in the forefront of everything you do. Put God first in your life. If you put God first, God will put you first. Hallelujah. If you take care of God's business, God will take care of your business. But because they put other things first, they put other gods that could not help them in front of God, the God, God sent them into captivity. But God wanted Israel to know that even in their captivity, God wanted them to prosper. Isn't that like a God that we serve, that is a loving God? That even when we do wrong, even when we treat him not like we ought to treat him, God still has a desire that we prosper. My God, my God. Amen. And so, because they are sent into captivity, they were going to be in captivity for 70 years because it had been prophesied through the prophets that they were going to be there for 70 years. And so, while they are in captivity, Jeremiah writes to the exiles. He writes to the Jews in exiles in Babylon, and he instructed them to continue life as usual. He wanted them to build houses, to plant gardens, to marry, and etc., to carry on, even in their captivity. He wanted them to understand that even in their captivity, everything is going to be all right. Everything was going to be all right. Can I tell somebody today? Hallelujah. Whatever you're going through, whatever your circumstances you find yourself in today, I don't care how bad it is. I don't care how sick you are. I don't care what's going on in your life. And you say, well, preacher, you don't understand what I'm going through. You don't understand the depths that I'm in. But can I tell you that I serve a God that can reach way down and pick you up? Can I tell you that I serve a God that it doesn't matter how bad your situation looks, God can change your situation. So 70 years they were going to be in captivity. But after 70 years, God was going to bring them out. God wanted them to prosper even in their captivity. He didn't want them to give up. He didn't want them to throw in the towel. He didn't want them to quit. I'm talking to somebody today. You're on the verge of throwing in the towel. You're on the verge of giving up. You're on the verge of quitting. But I stop by to tell you, God has something good in store for you. He says, for I know the thoughts I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. God wants you to prosper even in your situation. God wants you to continue praising him. God wants you can continue to give him glory, to give him honor, and to give him praise, because he wants you to know that help is on the way. Can I tell somebody that you're going through something today, but can I tell you that trust in the Lord? Can I tell you that trouble has an expiration date? Amen. Come here, Solomon, tell them that there is a time and a season for everything. There's a time to cry. There's a time to laugh. There's a time to be sad. There's a time to be happy. Can I tell you that trouble don't last always? It has an expiration date. Trouble has to come to an end at some point or another. God doesn't tell us when he's going to deliver. He doesn't tell us how, but can I tell you, you can be certain that God's going to deliver you. That whatever you're going through today, maybe it's a problem in your marriage. Maybe it's a problem with your children. I don't know what you're captive to today. We have our own captivity. Maybe it's fear. Maybe it's past abuse. Maybe it's past mistakes. Maybe it's anxiety, depression, rejection, regret. But God's desire is to bring you out. It is not his desire for you to stay in captivity. Jesus came and he said, one of the things that I have been anointed to do is to set the captives free. I don't know what's holding you captive today. I don't know what that has you bound today. But I stop by to tell you, he's the God of freedom. The Bible says that whom the Son set free. I'm not talking about the S-U-N, but I'm talking about the S-O-N. Whom the Son set free is free indeed. He comes to take the shackles off of your feet. My God, my God. Come here, Hebrew boys. The Hebrew boys, they were in captivity. They were in the fire. And for you Bible scholars that know the Bible, whenever King Nebuchadnezzar would sound the trumpet, he made himself a statue. And when the trumpet was to sound, they were to bow to the trumpet. But the Hebrew boys, they understood that they were raised, that they weren't to bow to anything but God. And when the sound would go off, they didn't bow. And you know how folks are. There are folks that are watching you. And they wanted to go and they wanted to accuse the Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and the Abednego. And they go to the king and they say, King, there are these Jews that when the sound of the trumpet sounds, they don't bow. And so King, I just paraphrased and said, well, let me go see this thing. And he goes to the Hebrew boys and he say, is it true that when the trumpet sounds, you don't bow? And they said, yes, it's true. He said, well, I'm going to give you one more chance. And if you don't bow, I'm going to throw you in the fiery furnace. And they tuned up the music, tuned up the orchestra, began to play. And the Hebrew boys just stood there. They didn't bow. And Nebuchadnezzar got mad. Said, I'm going to throw you in the fire. Can I tell you something today? The Hebrews were standing on God's word. They knew that their law said that they were not to bow. They were not to give place to idolatry. They were not to serve other gods. Can I tell you today? The devil wants you to bow to his music. He wants you to dance. He wants to cause so much havoc in your life that you bow out, that you give up, you throw in the towel. But can I tell you that not only will God deliver you, God will sustain you. He threw them in the Hebrew fire. They turned up the fire 7 times hotter. But you know what? They thought they were going to die. The people that were looking around, the king thought that they were going to die. But when they looked in the, they begin to question what's happening here. And when they looked in the fire, they saw something that they didn't expect. They saw not only the 3 Hebrew boys that they put in, but they saw somebody else. They saw the Son of God. They saw the Son of Man. My God, my God. It was Jesus. Glory be to God. It was God. God got in the fire with him. See, he didn't quench the fire. But he didn't allow the fire to quench them. There are some of you that should have lost your mind right now. You're wondering why what you went through didn't destroy you. You wonder why what you went through didn't kill you. That accident, it should have killed you. That divorce should have destroyed you. Hallelujah. That sickness should have killed you. But you're still here. It was because God sustained you. Can I tell somebody something today? I don't know who I'm talking to today, but you're in the fire right now. But I come to encourage you today. That fire is not going to destroy you. That situation is not going to kill you. That sickness is not going to take you out. Because God said that I'm going to sustain you. I'm going to keep you. I'm going to hold you up. I'm going to place you on my arms and I'm going to carry you. My God, my God. We serve a God, hallelujah, that desires that you prosper even in your situation, even in your struggles, even in your trials. God, hallelujah, wants you to trust him. I know it may be dark, that the storm clouds are brewing and it's dark and you're in a low place and you're wondering how it's going to work out. But I cannot tell somebody today that he that will come shall come and he will not tarry. Can I tell somebody, you want to throw in the towel, you want to commit suicide. We have a spirit of suicide that's taking the land today. It's going about is killing our children. It's killing celebrities. It's killing people all over the world. It's deceiving. The enemy is deceiving people to think that things have gotten so bad that I've got to throw in the towel, that I've got to give up on life. Can I tell the devil, you a lie? You a liar. You're the father of lies. My God, my God. Don't allow the enemy to deceive you. Your circumstances put you in a place where you believe that nobody is there. Nobody cares, but we serve a God That's even when friends and family forsake you, even when father and mother forsake you. He said, I'll take you up. God is there. Can I tell somebody today, you're thinking about suicide, but you are not alone. God is with you. God wants to prosper you. God wants to elevate you. Hallelujah, my God. He wants to help you. He liberates us. He came to set the captives free. His blood covers us. His spirit frees us from the hurt of any past. Whom the Son set free, he is free indeed. He takes the shackles off. The enemy wants to deceive you and tell you that God doesn't care. God is not concerned about you. But can I tell you today, God desires. His thoughts are that we prosper. He told Jeremiah to tell the people that he would deliver them. Isn't it good to know God can and will deliver us? And that this too, whatever you're going through, is going to pass. God is a God of deliverance. The Bible said that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. See, we got to wait on God. Don't allow the enemy to put a timetable on it. See, we're living in a microwave society when things get bad. And if God doesn't deliver us within a certain period of time, we want to give up. We want to throw in the towel. But God knows the right time. He knows the right season. It's just like something you put in the oven. That's what the Hebrew boys, they were in the oven. But God knew how and when to bring them out. See, when you put something in the oven, you don't want to take it out too soon because it might not be done. But God wants you to stay in there. Stay in there until everything has been cooked. See, there's some things in us that God needs to get out of us. So he allows us to stay in the fire so that he can get some things out of us. So that when we come out, we'll be like pure gold. I don't know about you, but I want to be like pure gold. Glory be to God. I want everything that's not like God to be taken out. And that's what the fire does. It takes out doubt. It takes out stress. But in the fire, it gives us peace. That's what the Hebrew boys had. That they said to Nebuchadnezzar. Said, now, we serve a God that is able to deliver us. But if he doesn't deliver us, we're still not going to bow. That's the kind of attitude that we have. That we, to know that we serve a God that will and can and is able to deliver us. But if he don't, we're not going to bow to the pressures of this society. We're not going to bow. We're not going to throw in our belief. We're not going to compromise what we believe. There are many people that are compromising. But God doesn't want us to compromise. He wants us to stand on his word. He wants us to trust his plan for our lives. It might not feel good all the time. It might not look like God is there. See, but we have to trust God even when we can't trace him. Even when it seems like God is nowhere around. Can I tell you that God is everywhere? The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the good and the evil. God sees you. He sees your circumstance. He saw what the Israelites were going through. He saw what Judah was going through. He saw what Israel was going through. And God sent the prophet to encourage them that I know the thoughts that I have towards you. I know the thoughts I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end, to bring you into the land which floweth with milk and honey. Can I tell you that God has a plan for you? His desire is to see you with joy. See, when you live for Jesus, it's a prosperous life. You have joy. When other people think you ought to be crying, you got joy. You're free from sin. Sin doesn't have to keep you in captivity. You got peace that surpasses all understanding. When it seems like others are losing their minds, you got peace. That's why I don't allow a lot of things to get me down. But the things, hallelujah, that God wants is to keep you
God wants to keep you with joy, wants to keep you with peace, wants to keep you with understanding. My God, my God. He gives us that kind of a smile. When you're smiling, when you're unhappy. When people see me sometimes, they don't know what I'm going through. They don't know that chaos may have broken out. But I don't allow them to see it because I got joy even in the midst of my unhappiness. Because my joy is in the Lord. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. We live in a life, we live in a world that at times can seem hopeless. But yet God gives us hope. We have hope in God. I'm talking to somebody today that you're captive to something. But God has a thought. He has a plan for your life. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. To give you an expected end. Trust in God's plan. Trust in God's plan. Hallelujah. I haven't done this in a while, but I want to leave these last couple of minutes for somebody that just wanted to call in for prayer. Amen. At 321-632-1000. Call in. God has a plan for your life to bring you to an expected end. I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. If you desire prayer today, call in 321-632-1000. I will pray for you. God wants to bring you to an expected end. He wants to bring you out of your captivity. And we have to trust in the Lord. We have to trust the process. I'm always reminded of Joseph. God gave Joseph a dream and told him that his brothers would bow before him. He gave him that dream at 17 years old. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I thought we had a call there. Amen. At 321-632-1000. Amen. I'm running out of time. Amen. But it is my desire to pray for you. Because God has a plan for each and every one of our lives. But just finishing up with Joseph, he gave him that dream at 17. It took him 13 years for his brothers to bow. He could have given up, thrown in the towel. But after 13 years, there his brothers came to him in Egypt and they bowed. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This is Elder Gray. Amen. And I want to pray for you. What do you desire prayer for?
Yes, my name is Jamie Johnson. I'm just asking the good Lord just to strengthen me because I don't feel like I'm going or coming.
All right, I will pray for you, Miss Johnson. Dear gracious Father, I pray for Miss Johnson today. God, she said that she don't know whether she's going or coming. But God, we're praying that you give her direction. But Lord, you know the thoughts you have towards her. Thoughts to bring her to an expected end. Thoughts to direct her path and order her steps. God, we're declaring, God, that you do it. Make clear, make known to her, God, that you have thoughts of good, thoughts of peace towards her. And we're declaring it done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. You be blessed, my sister. Glory be to God. So we're out of time, but not out of word. Until next week, we'll see you again if the Lord says the same. Here at the same time, same channel. You be blessed in Jesus' name.
We here at True Pentecostal Community Church invite you out to our services, which are as follows. On Sunday morning, our Sunday school services begin at 10 a.m. Our Sunday morning services begin at 11:40, and due to the COVID-19, our weekday services begin at 6 p.m., which our Bible studies are on Tuesdays at 6 p.m., and our youth services are on Thursdays at 6 p.m. as well, and we trust that you'll come out and have a high time and worship the Lord with us. Our church is located at 16 South Wilson here in the great city of Cocoa, Florida. You be blessed throughout the week.
I remember when the choir would sing.